Thank you for calling Scotland's Redress Scheme. Please hold, and your call will be answered by a caseworker as soon as possible. Thank you for calling Scotland's Redress Scheme. Please hold, and your call will be answered by a caseworker as soon as possible. Please note, we are currently receiving a high volume of redress applications. You will be allocated a caseworker as soon as possible after receiving your application. While we cannot provide a timescale for how long this may take, it may be helpful to know we are currently assigning applications that were received in April 2025.
Good morning, Scotland Redress Scheme. Lisa speaking. How can I help?
Good morning. My name is Francesca. I'm calling from INS Law regarding an application number for one of our clients.
Sure, yeah. How can I help?
So we sent the application over on the 7th of July and we're yet to receive the APP number back, but we've had ones that have been sent since then back. So just wondering if you could let me know where he's at with the application.
Yeah, if you're okay to give me the name and the date of birth, I can see if we have their details.
Yes, it's Colin West.
Yeah, and the date of birth?
And 05/10/1969.
Did you get a receipt of that application letter? Like an email?
So we usually get those sent with the application number email. So we had an acknowledgement just to say that we've received an email from you, but it wasn't regarding what the email said. And then we usually get the receipt of application when we get sent the APP number.
How did you send the application?
Just via email, the same as all the other ones.
Are you okay to confirm Mr. West's address?
Yeah, so it's 11 Tarrancy Crescent. So did you want the postcode or spelling the postcode?
No, that's fine. Yeah, that's okay. We're having a bit of an issue with receiving duplicate applications from various different solicitors.
Yeah.
So I don't know if solicitors' firms are using some sort of third party to field applicant. I don't know what's happening, but
we've had a couple of clients of ours say that people have been calling them or going to their house and getting them to sign contracts, and it's been like cold callers, and a lot of them think it's us, so they've been signing and then signing with us. A lot of them have just been like cold calling people.
And what would be your email address so I can just see when we send? I'll just get our emails up. So if you could give me your email address, I can just do a search on that date.
So it'd be case management.
Case management.
At inslaw.co.uk.
I've done something wrong there because it's not coming up. Case management at that's what I've done wrong. INS. I was like, why is that not coming up? Because I've seen like, your emails. There's hundreds of them.
It's like two of the worst letters to have to say over the phone.
Right, let's find the 7th of July one. Did you say 7th of July?
Yeah, let me just confirm, but pretty sure. You know the scheme. Yeah, 7th of July, and it was at 11:42 a.m.
Right, we've only got two from you from the 7th of July.
So our reference number is 101012, if that has any help.
Yeah, that will help too, actually. Oh, my computer's gone so slow.
That's okay.
Let's find it again. Must be, yeah, I got it here. Right. I can see it here. So apologies about that. That's okay. An issue around a duplicate application. So we will reach out to you and just kind of try and firm up. We my understanding with this is we generally try and reach out to the applicant to try and confirm who, what solicitor they want to represent them. But that your email did come in, and I have now marked it for us, and I'll flag it to our admin support. So
amazing.
We will get
thank
back
you.
In touch. Is that okay?
Yeah, there's also just one more quick thing actually regarding like the duplicate. So we had an email back regarding one of our clients saying that there'd already been an application, and then I think you contacted him and he confirmed that he wanted to stick with us. But
yeah.
We received that confirmation, but there wasn't an APP number provided.
Okay, one we said, I'm going to just do a note about this one. Hello,
that's fine.
So you're called, what? Inns Law? No, what do you...
Yes, it's INS, but it's Inns.
INS, okay, yeah. Have called, they sent an application. Right, sorry. Right, I just wanted
okay.
to flag that to our admin support so that, and yeah, so there was someone else, did you mention?
Yeah, so there's three clients at the moment that we have problems with, sorry.
Okay, yeah, sure. So I've marked that one as unread. So yeah, do you want to give me the name and the date of birth and I can have a look?
So the next one is Patrick McGarry.
Yeah.
And his date of birth is the 28th of June, 1965.
Right, okay.
He's 101131.
Right, let's see what happened here. I think I dealt with this last week. Let me see. I did, yeah. Call to check and confirmed you guys. So did I not email you?
Yes, we got an email, but we didn't get the APP number within the email.
Okay, I didn't. Right, let me give you that. So the app number is, it's app and then it's 715.
Yeah.
842.
Perfect, thank you very much.
Let me just take a wee note of this, Colin. Okay, taking a note of that. Did you say there was someone else?
Yeah, so we've also received two APP numbers for one client.
Oh, no. Okay, you give me the name and the paper.
Yeah, so just to clear that one out. So it's Frank Witherspoon, so Wobberspoon.
Yeah.
And then date of birth is the 23rd of the 2nd, 1973.
Okay. Right, so the one, we've got one 203691.
Yeah, so that's one of the ones we got. And then we also got, so we had a problem with the system where it wasn't attaching all the documents. So I sent another email just to make sure that you had all the documents. And then I think someone then must have responded to that
made
email.
Made another one, made
yeah.
a duplicate.
So the other one we have is 849632. Well, I don't know if that was maybe meant to be for someone else or not. I'm not sure.
Sorry, would you mind giving me that again?
849632.
Yeah, it's been a duplicate.
Yeah, just double checking if that was meant to be possibly assigned to another client or not, because we had an email that just said like APP number and
why
name.
23273. I wonder why that's not showing. Normally on our system, when we put in the name and the date of birth, then it will show up kind of everyone with those details. But it's for some, it's 23 to 19. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute, it's 173 and one. No, they're both 73.
So I was just need to check if there's two applications for him on there or something like that. I didn't want to then, if we get in touch and there's a mix up or something is added to one and then the other.
So I would go, let's just, let me check that this isn't got, no, that one's case, that's yourselves. And that's yourselves. So you've had an email back on the application number ending in 632. Is that right? You've had a receipt of application.
Yeah,
so
that was on...
I sent that on the 12th of August.
Yeah.
And
then
the
other one, we had it on the same day, actually.
Okay, so let's, I'll just put the other one. So if you stick with the one 632 and the one that...
The first one, thanks.
Yeah, then the one that's 691, I'll just know it as a duplicate.
Okay.
I'll just check that we have the same documents on each one.
Thank you.
No, we don't. The other one seems to have the documents. I'll just flag it to our admin support to make sure the documents. So apologies about that.
That's okay. sorry, just while I'm here as well, my colleague has just mentioned to me now, we sent over a name change for one of our clients. So we sent out new contracts and documents for her to sign with a different name. So when she did the original application, she gave me her name whilst in care instead of her current one. So we've got the updated documents and email just to request a name change. Just wanted to double check if that's all gone through okay.
Yeah, I'm just
Sorry, it's a lot.
No, it's okay. Okay, 1 week second. Right, so right, sorry, I just want to flag these things, so okay, and then did you say there was another person you wanted to check their ID things?
Yeah, just to make sure that the name change has been seen. So it's Donna McKee, but it would have been Donna Colvin.
What's her name on her application record? Would it be McKee? Or no, is her married name Colvin?
So it was Colvin in case. That's what the initial application was sent under. So we've got an APP number for her, actually.
Let's just do that then, yeah.
So it's 984.
Yeah.
451.
Okay. Right, so the application's in the name Donna Colvin, so it shouldn't be in that, is that right?
Yeah, so I sent an email requesting the name change to McKee, and then I sent the updated contracts with that name change.
I wonder if we made a whole new application. Okay, let's just search Donna Colvin and see if this comes up.
She's then, 20th January, 73.
Great. So that comes up. And then if we do McKee. Okay, so I can just update that now.
Okay.
Because when did you send your email?
Let me check.
We probably just haven't got it yet.
I responded to the application number email, and I found on the 13th of August.
Let's see. So I can just update that. I just
thank you.
Yeah, we haven't got to it yet. So yeah, if you're okay, to give me the spelling for that name.
Yes, it's M C K E.
Great.
And then Colvin then was the name used in care as well. So I'll be
not our name now. No.
Yeah.
So I'll just put a note. So I'm just gonna put error in application. Maiden name. Noted. Is that correct? Is it a name change through marriage or just a depol name change?
Marriage.
Yeah. So I'll just put call from solicitors, applications, submitted, and childhood name, application record updated. Okay.
That's fab.
Right. Anyone else?
I think that's everyone.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
No, that's amazing. Thank you very much for your help.
Oh, no problem at all. And like I say, so that's Donna's one being updated. Frank's, if you go with, I think it was at Frank.
Yeah.
I've put a note to ask our admin.
963. Yeah. Yeah,
The
and then,
62.
Yeah.
And then the other one was the potential duplicate application, but I flagged that as well. So hopefully that should all work itself.
Yeah. So McGarry, then we've got the application number through, and then Colin West then. Yeah, if that could possibly
that was
just be flagged. Colin West is just the one that we haven't received anything for yet.
An app number, yeah. Great. Okay, well, hopefully that helps.
That's perfect. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks. Now. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.